neighbourhood, your newsroom. East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Home Affairs has withdrawn the 90-day visa exemption for Palestinian travellers following investigations into what it's called the deliberate and ongoing abuse of the system. The decision follows the arrival of two charter flights carrying Palestinian passengers into South Africa. Home Affairs Minister Leon Schreiber says investigations reveal that Israeli actors have been exploiting the exemption as a relocation channel to move Palestinians out of the Gaza Strip.
Rather than using ordinary commercial flights, entire airplanes were chartered not by the travellers themselves, but by intermediaries. Most passengers were given one-way tickets to South Africa and prohibited from bringing luggage with them, while only being allowed to carry US dollars and essentials.
International Relations Minister Ronald Lamola last month described the unexpected arrival of more than 150 passengers on a chartered plane from Kenya as suspicious, saying it suggested an agenda to cleanse Palestinians from Gaza and the West Bank. Schreiber says authorities found that these weren't isolated incidents, but part of a potential broader relocation operation, with brokers reportedly arranging additional charters from Dubai.
The sequence of events also amounted to abuse of the passengers themselves, as those who arranged the flights were apparently content to leave the travellers destitute upon their arrival in South Africa. Most of the travellers indicated that they did not want to claim asylum in South Africa, necessitating civil society organisations to take responsibility for their welfare.
Disaster teams are searching for a woman who was swept away during heavy rains in Dundee in northern KZN. Severe thunderstorms battered most parts of the province yesterday, with western KZN under a yellow level 2 alert. KZN Kokta says torrential rains last night caused flooding in Smongile Township in the Endumeni local municipality. Spokesperson Senzele Mzila says officials are trying to find a 35-year-old woman who was swept away during the storms.
Search and rescue operations are currently underway while mop-up efforts have commenced to assist affected households. A second disaster management team has been dispatched to the Umlalazi local municipality, where severe thunderstorms and heavy rainfall caused significant damage in wards 16, 21 and 14. In a separate incident, an elderly person was struck by lightning in ward 8. The individual was immediately transported to hospital and is receiving medical care.
The SA Weather Service has issued an alert for more severe thunderstorms. A yellow level 2 warning is in place over northwestern KZN today and for western KZN tomorrow. Mzila has urged residents to remain vigilant.
Inclement weather conditions are expected to persist throughout the spring and summer seasons, with above average rainfall forecasted. Communities are advised to monitor official weather alerts and take precautionary measures to safeguard lives and property.
And further afield, 17 men have been found dead after a migrant vessel was seen drifting off the Greek island of Crete. Authorities discovered the bodies yesterday inside the vessel, which was taken on water and partly deflated. Officials investigating the incident say two survivors were taken to hospital. Your top story this hour, Home Affairs has withdrawn the 90-day visa exemption for Palestinian travellers following investigations into what it's called the deliberate and ongoing abuse of the system. For Newswatch, I'm Tamasha Kang.